Toots, welcome back, man. How are you?
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, listen, not for nothing. I just want to say now, we had you, you know, we had you on after you came back. You know, we were the first show you came on. You got a lot of doghouse love that day, and you have been flat out on fire since then. And now you're like third on the team in scoring in the playoffs. So this is a good sign. I'm just saying you need to be prepared now. You might even get a Hattie tomorrow night. I don't. Who knows what's going to happen? So you need to be ready for the love that you get off of this show.
Well, I'm definitely ready for the challenge. So, but no, it's been exciting. You know, just playing hockey this time of the year is always great to be part of, and you know, as our team makes the push to the Stanley Cup run here, we're taking it one day at a time. We're just staying on an even keel. You know, I think playoffs is all about living in the moment. You know, we don't want to get too high or too low.
You gave me too high or too low. You gave me even keel. You gave me one game at a time, all in the same quote. I mean, you just broke out every cliche, every hockey cliche. You guys got to be stoked about the way you're playing right now. Yeah, Pekka-Rinne, I mean, the guy was out of his mind. It had to be a nice trip back, I would think, you know, coming back with the, even though you had to go double overtime to finish those guys off. But you got to feel pretty damn good about your position right now and the opportunity you have this week to take control of this series.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Pex has been our best player throughout the playoffs here, and you know, I think, you know, everyone's got to be pulling for each other here. You know, we can't count on one or two guys to be the difference makers in the playoffs here. Everyone's got to be on the same page, and you know, I think we all understand that, and that's what's great about our team, right from the coaching staff down to the players.
Now, you know, one of the keys here, and one of the refrain always gets to be when you guys get a little bit into a scoring slump. Now you're running into, you know, Roberto Luongo doesn't suck. A guy won a, you know, he won a gold medal, and he's a Vezina Trophy finalist as well. He can be very streaky, so he's in a hot streak right now. But one of the things is that sometimes the guys get a little too cute, and I know you hear us from the coaches, and it's, you got to put rubber on the net. And you're a guy that's never shy about shooting. How much was that part of the game plan? You know, on Saturday night, because you get, I mean, the goal that finally breaks the ice is comes from behind the net. And, you know, just keep putting the puck on the net and something good's going to happen. Is that what you guys have been talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know Luongo is a world-class goaltender. And to be up against a goalie like that, one of our key aspects to the game is to pepper him with pucks, you know. You know, not every shot's going to go in on the first shot. It's getting to those second and third rebound chances. And, you know, this time of the year, you're going to get a lot of those greasy goals, and you guys are going to have to be willing to fight for those loose pucks in front of the net and battle hard. You know, I know with the character guys we have on the team, guys are definitely able to and willing and determined to get to the net.
You're right up there near the top in shots. You've put 23 shots on goal. You get about 15 minutes a game, so it's not like your line has got the most. You're certainly not you know, just getting 5 minutes either, but you're out there a decent amount. But it just seems like you guys are clicking together, whether it's Spalling, whoever it is that's in there with you. You guys seem to be working really well together, Smithson and so on. Is it a chemistry thing? Is it just a grinder thing? Is it a pride thing? Why is it that your line is a quote-unquote third line, you know, has been able to do the damage that you've done?
Well, you know, we all realize we're simple players. You know, our game is pretty well simplified by getting pucks in and pucks out at the blue lines, forechecking their defensemen hard and creating turnovers. And, you know, I think we all realize that, as well as being defensively sound. You know, Spalls and Smitty there, they don't get credited about the little things that, you know, not your average fan would notice, but, you know, guys in the dressing room notice those little things, and they're getting rewarded for that. And, you know, it's great to be a part of their line, and, you know, I think we know that I'm a shooter, and, you know, my mentality is getting the puck to the net first and creating those second and third chances. You know, Balls and Smitty are guys who work hard in practice, and it leads into game.
Jordan Tutu with us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. To a man, those who spoke after game one were all hacked off. Everybody was like, "We did the effort wasn't there. We didn't do this. We didn't do that." The coach is saying it. Okay, if you know it when it's going on, you know it. What changes from game one to game two? Because it was like the first game was played like a 3-1 loss that ended up a 1-0 loss because the goaltending was so good. The second game, I thought you guys were playing like you could have been winning 5-2, you know, in that game, and you had to have the big goal late to tie it and then win it into double overtime. But you played like you were winning 5-2. You were just swarming those guys. What changes in two nights that you can have that kind of effort and then that kind of effort?
Well, I think, playoffs is all about adjustments. And, I think the first game, we definitely evaluated that, the next day and then realized our mistakes we made and what we have to fix. And, those are in the past. We just got to look forward to our next game here tomorrow night. Playoffs is all about living in the moment. And sometimes you're going to mess up and things aren't going to go your way. But it's all about readjusting, and I think guys understand our situation here. It's you're not going to win the series in one game. It's first team to four wins, and whether it goes 6-7 games, it's we got to take it one game at a time.
It's very interesting to see how Trotsy uses the lines. I saw a lot of ice time for Blake Jeffrion in that line as well. Those guys were doing a nice job. So much balance throughout the lines. It really makes it work out good. And the town is on fire. They're going to be there in droves tomorrow night and Thursday night. It's going to be great stuff. But we need you to help us with a question. All right, I know you don't want to talk about the past, but we got to go back a little bit. We got to go back to the last goal against Anaheim that locked things up. We think that Pex was given a little bit of an easy assist there. I know you took a pass from somebody on the wall. We can't figure out who it is that put that puck on your stick. You're flying out of the zone. Pex passes it out. He hits somebody along the boards. They kick it to you. You take it to the net, and Spalling puts the rebound in. So there's like three assists there? I'm like, why is Pex getting an assist here? Who was it along the boards that took that pass and handed it off to you as you went down the ice?
Well, that was my man Spalling there. He was, in the right position. He was on the wall where he was supposed to be, and Pex made a great pass to Nick there, and Spall see me coming up the wall there. And, I drove the net hard, dropped my shoulder, and obviously, Spall's got the rebound, and like I said, little things right from Pekka to guys up front or D-man. When you do those little things, everyone is on the same page, and obviously, Spall's has been playing great for us.
You just answered the question, and then not even Paul McCann could answer. He was sitting there announcing the thing. You can't get an assist and a goal on the same play, so it goes to the guy who made the original pass. So it's Pex to Spalls to Toots to Spalls. So that's why it went that way. I mean, so now we know, because we couldn't figure out for the life of us who it was because that's a perfect pass that you take, and that's a good job by him trailing you in there to clean it up after you took it to the rack. So that's good stuff, man. I'll tell you what, you guys keep hustling like that. We're going to be talking pucks right into June. But right now, just take care of business tomorrow night. Toots, we appreciate you. We appreciate you coming on the show and the way you play, and we'll look forward to doing it again, man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me, and anytime. We're playing hard for you guys, and let's get her done tomorrow night.
Now you banging a goal or two tomorrow night. You just tell the rest of the guys in the room, hey, go on Tom Abraham's show because he's got the mojo going for us.
All right, sounds good, guys.
All right, thanks, dudes. Jordan Tutu there. Yeah, that's a good job by him on a Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP hotline.